NOTDIS. Node 3683408 connected to UHF hub. TOTDIS. Node 3683408 connected to UHF hub. TOTDIS. TOTDIS.
Ah, well, that's what I was looking for. I didn't really expect it to be, but you never know. Just going through summarizing the vehicles today. Haven't got to the little green one yet, but I got the Mustang going, and I had a bad ground connection in this thing. Got that all resolved, and I'm going to take a break.
Are you putting a radio in the green machine?
UHF hub connected to AB8Y.
No, I'm just, doing all the annual bring them out of hibernation stuff today, since it's not bad out and I'm tired of being stuck in the house.
I understand. Besides, it'd be tough to find a period correct UHF piece for that vehicle.
Yeah! What was around in 1967? In the UHF realm. Motrak, I suppose.
Yeah, you'd probably have to do something along those lines. I'm just not sure what was going on then. I think repeaters in general were a luxury. I think that was the era of Kleggers and things like that.
Roger. Yeah, thinking about it, I don't know if I've ever really worked on UHF stuff that old. I gotta think I must have. I did it for 40 years, but all the old crap I worked on, it seems like it was VHF or low band even. Boy, is this bumpy back here. I'm by where that expo center is where they had the radio show.
Is it the lot that's just all tore up, or are you off the road? Because I know that street that runs back in behind you is a little bumpy.
Yeah, I forget what they call this. It's a street. It might not have a name here because it might be private property, but it was the road that ran along the backside of the mall. Front side of like Sam's Club and Lunghammer before all that stuff was gone.
So I'm going to assume that that's the pickup, because if it were, I don't think you have anything in the Mustang, and I know you don't have anything in the Alpine, so and I'm certain Cam wouldn't want anything in her car. It's got to be the pickup, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to drive, and I was at a light and kind of trying to shift, and I got into third gear instead of first, and it didn't go very well. It didn't go very far either.
Roger. Oh, well, it seems like it's working. Which repeater are you on? Here, just a little bit of snap, crackle, pop in the background, but nothing objectionable at all.
My note, actually, 100 milliwatts to the Chimley antenna.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're sounding mighty fine. you're making it just fine, because you're not all that far. Oh, man.
Yeah, I said 100 milliwatts, right? I didn't say 100 watts. It's 100 milliwatts, but yeah, it gets me like a mile radius around here almost before it gets really unpleasant to listen to, which isn't too bad, because usually if I'm out and about, I'm within a mile of here anyhow. Anyway, just heading down my street, so I will say thank you, and 7-3, I just wanted to check this thing out, because I was having problems with the transmit dumping under low, and it was just a crappy ground connection. Seems to be resolved, so appreciate your assistance, and we will catch you later. N8NM.
Alrighty, yeah, like I said, everything sounds great. I wouldn't touch a damn thing. Have fun. W8FU.
Error 202.
TOTDIS Node 3218831 connected to UHF Hub. TOTDIS Node 3218831 connected to UHF Hub. TOTDIS Node 3218831 connected to UHF Hub. TOTDIS 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 Node 3218831 connected to UHF Hub. TOTDIS TOTDIS
on the repeaters, and they're having a little trouble with the hub. It sounds like this afternoon. So we'll move along. Thank you, Joe, for joining us for checking in. We go next to WAAYUZ, to be followed by N8NOR. WAAYUZ, you're up for comment.
Yeah, I've got the top
of the main Whiskey Alpha 8, Yankee Uniform Zulu, you are up for comment. So we go next to NA NOR to be followed by KB8SWR. NA NOR, you have a strong signal. Come in, please.
Good evening. This is NA NOR. Name here is Kevin. Pointing Michigan. Just a few miles away from WDAHB Charlie, who lives in Pittsburgh. Just want to see how I sounded tonight as far as my audio, because I've been kind of having some internet issues with my Icon 7000, just trying to check everything out. I have no more comments for tonight. I'll turn it back to you. This is NA NOR.
NA NOR, KEADON, Michigan Traction Radio, POCNet. Well, Ken, you got a good signal there, so keep it up. You're doing good stuff there. All right, we're going to see if KEASWR is out there to be followed by WATDP. Jeff, you're up for comment.
Yeah, I'm here, Max. I'm not sure what's going on with the network. It keeps dropping, but NOR sounds like he's listening to himself. He's got that howl in there. Sounds like he's listening somewhere, but... not sure what's going on with the network. Steph, chill out, bear with it, I guess, now. Back to you. Keep it up, Steve.
Okay, roger that, Jeff. Well, we appreciate all the help Central Michigan Emergency Network does provide in the many services we do, and especially here today in providing the remote relay. Next, we go to WAPDP, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Pete, how are things going your way?
station, ABHBR. This is KSHBRC. Copy.
T-O-T-D-S.
Thank you.